Good morning, this is the morning news for today, Thursday, March 30th, 2017. I am Richie Farrell, and here are your headlines. Roseau South MP Joshua Francis says, if a general election is called, he will be ready. Guyana may be just weeks away from economic crisis, says economist. And Trump-Russia ties, Senate pledges a thorough inquiry. The news is brought to you compliments DigiCell. More details coming up.
Play fast, play loud, play bold. Enjoy flexibility and best value from DigiCell Play's new TV and broadband bundles from as low as $89. With Play Fast, enjoy 32 video channels. Play Loud gives you 46 video channels. Then there's Play Bold, 98 video channels. All bundles come with 50 music channels, 8 radio channels, and 8 megs internet. Choose the bundle that's right for you. Sign up today. Get free connection, free installation and setup box, or sign up for our TV only offer from as low as $25. Call 616-1700 for details.
Roseau South MP Joshua Francis says it is not certain at this time as to whether the DLP government will announce a general election. Addressing widespread rumors that a general election may be coming soon, Francis said he stands ready for any election which may be called in his constituency. However, he has no reason to believe that a general election will be called soon. Meanwhile, according to Francis, United Workers Party is in the process of building a large base of political supporters to liberate Dominica at the polls in the next general election.
I'm inviting every Dominican, because right now it's not about party colors. This movement is greater than Team Dominica United Workers Party. This is a people's movement, and I'm asking for every Dominican to come out in large numbers at Bathurst and tomorrow at Portersville and at Lagor, where a number of patriots, including members of United Workers Party, will continue to address, enlighten, educate, and empower the people. Because what we need is a trend, is a movement to inspire, to open eyes, to remove that veil over the eyes of the weak and the oppressed, so that we will get into the majority and we will get that change when the time is necessary. Everybody should try to be a disciple. Go out there and convince a brother or a sister that we need a change.
In more news, internationally acclaimed musician Stephen Catcall of Jamaica is this year's patron of Reggae on the Beach, La Originale, to be staged on the Mero Beach on Easter Sunday. The event, which is hosted by Frederick Heward of Carib Bay Beach Bar and the Dominica Association of Persons with Disabilities, is designed to raise funds for DAPD's programs and also to serve as a day of recreation and entertainment for persons with disabilities. The activity will feature a number of local reggae artists and persons with disabilities. It will also be held from 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. Reggae on the Beach, La Originale, is achieving Article 30 of the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities to equally participate in cultural life, recreation, leisure, and sports. In more news, an Olympic-sized swimming pool is expected to be one of the features of an indoor sporting facility now being proposed by the DLP government. That facility is said to have been on the cards of the DLP since 2014, and now Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett is promising that construction will begin in 2017. The Prime Minister says the addition of a swimming pool shows government's interest in the future of sports here in Dominica.
The indoor sports facility, which will be a major project that will commence in 2017. And what this will do is that it will allow for us to have indoor sporting games here in Dominica and be able to host regional international tournaments. So we'll be able to have netball, volleyball, and basketball indoor. And we're adding to this facility an Olympic-sized swimming pool, investing in our young people, investing in the future of our young people, the future of our country, investing in those who are prepared to treat sports seriously, because there is an opportunity in this world today to make a decent living in sports. I mean, you don't have to go far to find out how good sports is if you make it to an international team.
Roseau South MP Joshua Francis says any government that undermines a country's democracy should be voted out of office. Francis says the DLP government has undermined the independence of the country's core institutions, such as the Electoral Commission, in addition to its other indefensible acts against the country. As a result, the United Workers' Party Team Dominica has taken on the responsibility of empowering the Dominican public to stand against the DLP.
I'm meeting other people. I'm assisting them in whatever way I can, whether it's in the area of health, education, physically, renovation of their houses, and more importantly, bringing the spirit of love and community with them, because I think that the governance of Dominica has not only corrupted the system, not only has endangered our clean environment, not only has failed the young people, but it has also been very divisive, hence undermining the family. And when the family is undermined, by extension, society crumbles. So we are in a national crisis, and I'm calling on every Dominican, irrespective of religion or political color, to stand up for what it's like. After all, we're in the Lent season, which means that a number of people are going before the altar and calling on God. I'm asking that the national conscience be awakened and people rise up from the north to the south and from the east to the west against the type of governance we have had in Dominica. It is a governance of secrecy. It's a governance of deception. It's a governance of evil. And the time has come for that type of governance is to step aside.
In more news, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says work will resume on the Morocco-funded hotel at Portsmouth within the next few weeks. You're going to see in the next few weeks a lot of work taking place with regards to the completion of this hotel. That's what he told the party supporters at the town hall meeting last weekend.
As you know, last year when I visited Morocco, because the Moroccan hotel had stopped, all right? And when I went to Morocco last year and I met the government officials, I was able to negotiate with them the recommencement of construction of the hotel. And since then, they have been able to sign all of the contracts required to complete this hotel, provide all of the funding required to complete this hotel. And they have, in fact, started exporting a number of important material, the tiles and all these things, to Dominica in several containers. And so you are going to see in the next few weeks a lot of work taking place with regards to the completion of this hotel.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister says the bulk of the persons required to complete this project will come from Dominica. He's urging skilled workers to register their names to indicate their willingness to work on that project when it recommences.
What they were going to do initially was to send a number of workers down from Morocco to assist with the construction. We have been able to negotiate them out of that. So the bulk of the people who will be required to complete this hotel will come from Dominica. And therefore, you have added opportunities to get jobs. So the skills men, the people, unskilled workers, I want you to go on site and to register your name and to indicate that you like a job so that you can work there. But this is just about construction jobs. Let us start appreciating when these hotels are completed. When these hotels are completed, the number of permanent sustainable jobs which will be created for us here in Dominica.
There is continuing speculation over this hotel project, as work began on it in 2012 when a published deadline completion date was set for October 2013. In more news, the government of Dominica says it is committed to constructing new homes for residents of Dubla, especially those who are living on the coastline. This was announced by Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt recently. Skerritt had said that the government would pay the full cost of relocating residents who are willing to move to safer grounds. He made those remarks at a recent town hall meeting in the Dubla community.
But I also know that there are some of you who need some homes, and you need some new homes, because what you have cannot be fixed. And I know some of you are living on the seashore, and I know you like the seashore because the boat is right there, the fish coming in and so on, and you don't want to go far from there. But I want you to seriously consider some of you who are living on the seashore, because whenever there is a sea surge, you'll get flooded, you'll get washed out. And if every so often you have to be buying a new TV, you have to buy a new bed, you have to buy a new drawer, I think the time has come for you to make a determination to move. All I am saying to you, this decision is yours to make. All I will say to you in regard to that is that we will be prepared to build a home for you if you decide to relocate. So Lady D has the names, and as the Minister of Finance, I will make the monies available to rebuild all of your homes, those of you who have to be relocated to a safer ground. So whatever the number, Lady D, we will finance this. You know, so let us get the proper information, the number of names in the families and the lots and so forth, so we can build these new homes for the people.
The government has also pledged $400,000 to repair homes in Biosch.
But I know some of you, where your homes are, it is okay, but you need like a repair to your home and so forth. So in addition to these homes that we'll be constructing, Lady D, the new homes, I will make a commitment of $400,000 to fix people's homes in Biosch and so forth. You know, and I don't want it to be done in a haphazard way, you know. If somebody need a nice little room added to make themselves comfortable, let us not give them half a room. Let's give them a full room. So. And the contractors, you have to be more diligent. You know, you're doing it for your people. So do it with pride. Do it to the satisfaction of the beneficiaries so that they too can say, but they get benefit. I find that too many beneficiaries are complaining about contractors not finishing the work properly, you know, and they're not putting enough cement in the mix. If we give you money to buy a new boards, don't go and take old boards from an old project and bring to your lady. If we give you money to buy a new face basin, not because you're working by somebody's project and the person discard a face basin, you go and clean it and you scrub it and you bring for the person. Buy the new face basin and give it to the person.
In more news in the region, having narrowly missed the economic after effects of the 2008 Wall Street financial crisis, that is the global financial crisis, and surviving a 2014 potential forex slide, since it is on the list of nations that could have suffered collateral damage from the 2014 oil slump, Guyana's economic luck might be running out this time around. At least, this is the view of three respected financial experts, including a former World Bank economist who predicted that Guyana may be weeks away from finding itself in the face of a recession demon that is similar to the ones that have been haunting neighboring Venezuela and Suriname, among others, for some time now. And the Republican and Democratic leaders of a Senate panel investigating alleged Russian interference in the U.S. election have vowed a thorough inquiry. The pledge comes as a similar inquiry in the House remains mired in acrimony. The Senate hearing begins on Thursday. Jared Kushner, President Donald Trump's son-in-law, is set to appear next week. Ahead of the opening, ranking Democrat Mark Warner, who said there may have been 1,000 internet trolls in Russia generating fake news stories. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. Roseau South MP Joshua Francis says if a general election is called, he will be ready. Guyana may be just weeks away from economic crisis, says economist. And Trump-Russia ties. Senate pledges thorough inquiry. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of DigiCell. If you've missed any of our news packages, you can log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories. Or you can click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, you can send us your eye reports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Farrell.